I think we'll go ahead and get started.
5 minutes.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Today is Thursday, January 8th, 2015. It is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. And the purpose of this committee is to provide technical review of various technical aspects on the proposed project. And then before we get started, we'll have committee members introduce themselves for the record, and then we'll turn it over to the project planner and introduce the case. And we'll start with committee members, with Gracie, please.
Good morning, Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Good morning, Mike Simone, Senior Plans Examiner.
Erin Liang, Community Development Chair.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development Engineering.
Mike Navarro, San Bernardino Water.
And we have with us?
Stephanie Sanchez, Community Development.
Thank you. And your name, sir?
My name's David Cruz.
And are you the applicant, David?
I am the applicant.
Okay. All right. Well, Travis, you're the case planner. Tell us what we have this morning. Thank you.
All right. This morning, we're looking at Conditional Use Permit 1422. It's for an existing church located at 4747 North State. What they're proposing, we have three modular buildings they would like to permanently add to the site. They have been there previously under a temporary use permit back from 2008. Now we're going to legalize the structures, make them permanent structures on the property. So it's three modular buildings. They're about 950 square feet each, and they're intending to use them just as Sunday school rooms. The site as it sits right now meets parking landscaping requirements. The buildings that they're adding won't be adding to the parking requirement at all, so it'll still meet all of the development standards there. And there's no other proposed improvements to the site as part of this project.
All right, the project site is located at 4747 North State Street in the residential suburban RS zone. So how is this different from your temporary situation to a permanent function?
Well, they're not set on permanent foundations up there. When they acquired these classrooms from the City of Riverside school system, and they were donated to the church, and they just came in and put them on what we call temporary wood sleepers, and we're going to put them on permanent concrete foundations with the concrete ramp and hand railing and stuff.
Okay.
We're going to make them permanent.
Sure. All right. So they'll be subject to some of the requirements this morning. We'll go around with the committee members providing their requirements. We'll start with Gracie once again.
For the applicant and Travis, there is an existing refuse enclosure, but it's missing the gates. So you just need to replace the missing gates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I saw that. We need to have gates built and put on.
That's
okay.
All. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Gracie. Mike?
Well, first of all, you're going to propose a formal submittal for the permanent foundation.
Yes, we have the plans done.
Okay. What you're going to need, you're going to have to find out what year these modules were built to see if they're even validated. All right?
To see if they what?
They are still valid, okay, because there is a cutoff date on modular buildings, okay? And another thing is that you're going to have to check with the state and check to see if there's any requirements from the state required due to the fact that they were inspected in a manufacturer situation, the unit itself, all right? If you decide to use them for any more than Sunday school, you will be required to put sprinkles in.
That's what the fire marshal told
Yes,
me.
Okay, so you have to do that. Another thing is your permanent foundation has to match your unit, all right, your modular. Okay, so you're going to have to go to the manufacturer of the modulars and find out their requirement for a permanent foundation. Okay, so they got to work hand in hand. All right, so, and then when you're speaking about the ramps and everything, they're gonna be ADA compliant.
Yes, they are.
And everything. So, but also, I don't know if planning has looked at the situation. There has to be separation from from each one for flame spread? Did the fire department talk to you?
Fire marshal told me at least 20 foot.
Okay, yes, okay.
And they are.
Okay, great. And then another thing is, okay, in the permit, you will lose the tag of a modular when you go permanent foundation. You understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I know that the church would probably be tax exempt, but okay,
they
so,
are.
Okay, so good. So you won't get taxed on it.
Right.
All right. But I stress that you check with the state to see if there's any requirements for the manufacturer, all right?
Okay. We have the original built plans, and we do have, when it was initially, when they initially applied for the temporary use permit back in, I think it was 06,
mm-hmm.
The state had signed off on a document to the city, I saw. But we will check.
Yes, make sure that you submit all that.
I will.
Because it'll make the process a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right?
It'll be submitted with the construction plans.
All right. And if there's any problem, please contact me, all right? So this way we can get this project through. It shouldn't be that hard, but if you need assistance, please.
I appreciate it.
All right?
Mike, you're not in your line, your number?
Okay, I forgot. 383-5252. Okay. 384. 384, excuse me.
It's 909-384.
Yeah.
52.
Excuse me, I'm the new guy in town, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Anything else? Okay, and so this project is exempt from CEQA under section 15301 for existing facilities. Laura?
The main issue that I saw when we looked at the site was the accessibility. On the plans that were submitted, there was not a path of travel from the public right-of-way to the units or the church. So that will be need to be in place. Also, from the parking lot, there is the existing ADA parking has to be ADA compliant. From the parking to the unit, they have to have an access point.
And they do.
So mm-hmm. looking at the pictures, they didn't. So
okay.
We're looking at that for each unit. There has to be accessibility to that.
The path of travel and the ADA compliance shows on the construction plans.
Okay, yeah.
It's not on the plans for the CUP.
Yeah.
So.
It is on the further.
Okay.
The other plan.
Also the access. Now that other road is an access road.
It's an access road for delivery people.
Mm-hmm.
The church does not use that access road that loops all the way around that 3.5 acres.
Okay.
But delivery comes in one way, and then they exit the other way.
Okay, that access road is pretty much gone and is deteriorated. What I'm going to condition you for is just maybe a slurry coat, you know, just to get something on there, because it's just deteriorated so bad. So that's what I'm looking for. Also, on your two drive approaches, I need that ADA compliant with the bypass. That is standard 204 type 2. So I'm going to condition you for that also. So that's pretty much it. That's
okay.
That's just mainly is ADA accessibility.
Right.
Do you have any questions on that, David, on the
No, not at all. It's all pretty much spelled out on the construction plans, which we're going to submit next week.
Yeah. So your bypasses is they're addressed on the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I went through the plans also. The plans were just for location, am I correct?
More or less.
Yeah,
these,
because
yeah.
That's why I didn't go in detail. Because,
that's correct. Cool.
Because on the right-hand side, you mentioned having kitchens, showers,
mm-hmm.
showers.
We have a completely
and
different separate.
But we are not going to have any of that.
No.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure we confirm that at the meeting here.
Okay, thank you. Mike?
Well, and for us, it's just sewer capacity. We'll have to recalculate, since these are not permanent buildings, even if there isn't kitchens or showers, the capacity of the facility is being increased, and so we feel the capacity coming to the plant will increase. And so prior to issues of building permit, you need to submit your plans to the department to calculate the sewer capacity fee required for your project.
Even though the buildings don't have water or sewer or plumbing or nothing to them?
Correct. I mean, how we see it is there is a facility there with those showers, bathroom, kitchen, whatever may be there, and now you're adding capacity to that facility by adding so many.
Well, the capacity's not changing. It's just a use for Sunday school for the children, but the children are already there. So the capacity doesn't increase at all.
Well, how the ordinance reads is if you increase square footage to the facility, we have the opportunity to recalculate the fee. And so the plans need to be submitted to the department for review.
So
if you'd like to submit.
It's a permanent structure, then it becomes part of the counts. That's what they're saying. Because it, previously it was it's a temporary that conceivably it could be gone at any setting. And so now it's becoming part of the site as a permanent foundation. It becomes by proxy that potential impacts could come into play.
That's why I mentioned in the beginning that you were giving up your modular status once you put in those permanent foundations, so you're governed by other rules. That's why I mentioned it to you, that it jumps into a different state.
I mean, and any existing, the rules for any existing facility, if the footprint of the facility doesn't increase, we don't look at it, but when the footprint increases, you're adding so many square feet, okay, by adding permanent modules, we take another look at
all
it.
Right.
So.
Then you'll need a separate plan, set of plans submitted to you?
Correct.
Fine. That's
all I got.
Okay, all right. Travis, do you have conditions from the water department?
We submitted in 09. I can send you that again. And in 09, it says if they become permanent, recalculation.
We'd like to have, make sure that
yeah,
that's updated.
I haven't received them yet, and then Stephanie mentioned
also,
it.
Also, Robert Castro from Environmental Control couldn't be here, but he has no comment.
That was I got that email. Thank you. So Mike, can we do this? Can we update the date and then get that over to
yeah,
so that when we incorporate the condition, standard requirements will go as part of, so that David would have this available information.
Not a problem.
And I do have Fire's comments already as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. All right. Do you have any questions for us?
No, not at all.
Okay. I believe this item it's been scheduled for Planning Commission for
yes,
consideration on the 21st.
Yes.
And so the recommendation is to move this item to Planning Commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. We'll see you at the Planning Commission. Thank you
thank
very
you
much.
Nice.
Aaron, are you going to adjourn?
Are you going?
And if I can have a motion to adjourn,
yeah, too. Okay.
When I come downstairs, I can get 20
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah,
please.
Come to from my desk.
I'll bring you.
All in favor?
So on those powers, I just look in my
Actually, there'll be at least three items.